I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Big day for us. Scott Petrak, 11 o'clock. Holly Rowe from ESPN does a ton of college football, obviously, and Holly's been a sideline reporter forever, does a great job. She's at 11:40. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk at noon. Tyvis Powell from the Browns Radio Network coming up at 1:20. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin.
Yes.
Cut down day is tomorrow. You have a team that I saw somebody ranked the most watchable teams in the NFL. Browns were 32nd. I thought, okay, so that's where we are.
So heading we're into going this season. Up.
So there's nowhere to go but up. And they have cuts to make, Andy. I wonder about some of those in particular. We're going to talk about those. And let's break them down right now. Let's start on the offense, shall
okay.
we?
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Right now, as they sit, you have four quarterbacks on this team. The word is you're going to keep four quarterbacks on this team.
Yep.
That one's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. I'm not too concerned about the order right now. But to me, you have four quarterbacks because you don't really have one, and you're looking for a guy, and hopefully somebody plays really well. I don't care which guy it is, and you have a quarterback at some point here.
In 99.9% of the cases, no one's keeping four quarterbacks, and I hate to tell you this, 99% of the cases, Shedeur Sanders are probably out trying to trade him to somebody else at this point. I just don't know what somebody would give you. They've done this in the past where they've traded quarterbacks late. I don't know why in the world any team, I don't care. I just, no team should carry four quarterbacks. I don't care who they are. It doesn't make any sense. If Kenny Pickett starts on the IR, then maybe it makes a little bit of sense.
Doesn't seem like that's going to be the case though.
No, it doesn't. And so I'm frustrated because we're all looking at this like insane. We're just insane about the whole thing. And so you need three quarterbacks. It's all you need. I would cut one of the guys loose. If you like Gabriel over Sanders, then keep Gabriel. If you like Sanders over Gabriel, then let one of those guys. I just think they absolutely wasted a draft pick by taking two quarterbacks. And here we sit with four, really five quarterbacks because Deshaun Watson's still around. I saw Deshaun walking around. Deshaun is walking healthy. I don't know what that means, but and I wouldn't be surprised if he's back by the end of the season. So you're right. Just make a decision. And the decision is Joe Flacco for week one. That's where we're at on this thing. Anybody in their right mind would say, oh, they have a fifth-round pick. They have a third-round pick. They're probably going to keep the third-round pick and let the fifth-round pick go. In 99% of the scenarios that have ever happened in the history of this game in the NFL, that's where it'd be. For some reason, this is just the way the Browns do things. Nothing is easy.
You and I differ on this. I have no problem with them keeping four quarterbacks because they're looking. They need one. They're looking. They think that the three young guys they have are intriguing enough to keep all three. That's fine by me.
And by the way, Pickett might be the other guy that most teams are looking to get rid of because he hasn't played at all in the preseason. So if you like your rookies and you don't want to feel like you wasted your draft picks, then maybe Pickett's the guy you're looking to unload.
Kevin Stefanski said yesterday that it looks like Pickett's good to go for week one.
Yeah.
And to me, if he's good to go as your backup and it doesn't go well, he'll get a look. We haven't seen him at all. You know, if by any chance, heaven forbid, Joe Flacco, because you don't want to see anybody get hurt. If Joe gets hurt, Kenny Pickett's in there. I would assume he's the backup quarterback to start the season. And if Pickett's good to go and they decide to hang on to both Flacco and Pickett, we may not see those rookie quarterbacks until late in the season, if at all. And that's okay.
I'm with it.
That's okay.
Seriously. When before in your life have you wasted any breath on the fourth, third, and fourth string quarterback? Only here. You just don't do it. But yet I'm listening to everyone lose their mind over the third and fourth string quarterback.
The running back spot, to me, looks like a work in progress. And that's because Quinshon Judkins is not signed. He's not here. And there's no real idea of when he will be and when he won't be. Right now, I would think that they're keeping three running backs. And We'll see what's up with Pierre Strong, who got dinged in a concussion.
Yeah.
But I would think that it's Dylan Sampson, Jerome Ford. And by the way, that's the way they played the other day. Sampson started. Ford came in on third down.
Right.
Is that telling? And they were out there with the first team offense.
Like Ford's picked up Chubb's old role a little bit.
I don't think so. I think it's the other way around.
I'm sorry, Chubb. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Other way around. Other way around.
Yeah, it seems as if Sampson, just based on the way they threw him out there, that he's might be the starting running back against Cincinnati. And then Jerome Ford's coming into the game. That means he gets plenty of action anyway. Mm-hmm. I like Pierre Strong. Does Marshall stick or does he not? We'll find out.
I didn't think Marshall was that bad. I liked
him. I thought he did a nice job. But fresh, one thing I fresh. Think, Andy, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if running back is a position where this team looks at other guys who get cut by other teams and maybe think, all right, we want that guy over, fill in the blank. It won't be Dylan Sampson. Can't imagine it would be Jerome Ford. It might be Pierre Strong. It might be Marshall.
I mean, there were rumors on Friday the Browns were out looking for another running back. So,
if I'm them, I would be. Because, boy, things couldn't be any more vague and hazy about Quinshon Judkins, could they?
Yeah, I know. It just took a weird turn last week. I felt like when they brought in Isaiah Bond that maybe Judkins was on a faster path to getting back, but now it doesn't feel that way. So, I mean, they know we don't. And I hope we see Judkins
NFL
this year.
NFL investigation, no contract. A lot of guaranteed money going around to guys in the NFL. Would the Browns want to guarantee money to a guy who just screwed up his good opportunity, even though he wasn't charged with anything? Who knows?
He sounds like a Sunday morning contract release.
I would be
the first game of the season.
Yeah. I would be not the...
I'm sorry. Release meaning that they'll let everyone know they signed him to a contract like day of a game in the morning, and that'll be it. Because the shelf life on those stories is like 35 minutes. Sorry.
I would not be the least bit surprised if the Browns bring in another running back from another team who gets cut. And there will be some guys with some name recognition who get cut by other teams. So stay tuned for that.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That one. Tight end, I think, is pretty easy.
It's slam dunk.
David Njoku, Harold Fannin Jr., and Whitehart. Yeah. If he's healthy, he got dinged up a little bit. If not, man. Brendan Bates. So they'll keep three guys.
Yeah, Whitehart got upended in that game.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if he's okay, I would assume he's on the team.
Yeah, I think he's...
I'm waiting Kevin on likes him. Wide Kevin receiver, by the way, because we have a debate.
Yeah, Kevin had him... I don't know that we're going to debate on that, but Kevin had Blake before, so I think that's why Blake Whitehart sticks around.
Let's go offensive line.
Sure, easy.
DeJuan Jones, Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, who Kevin Stefanski kind of said... think he's going to be okay for week one. We'll see. Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin. And then it looks like, Andy, they're going to keep at least four guys on the bench, which is typical. Lucas, Jenkins, Zinter, and Whipler. So there's your nine. That's good to go. And then comes the what? Any issues there?
No, none. It depends. What's the other guy, Zaire? The guy they got from Atlanta, the other offense, the right tackle. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
I would think they go nine and maybe slide a guy or two on the practice squad.
Yeah.
They cut Jackson Barton yesterday, so he's out. Wide receiver, there's a question in my mind.
I want to hear your debate on this.
Well, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Isaiah Bond, Jamari Thrash, and Carter, I think, are no-brainers. And Carter is a wide receiver, so he's the return guy.
Yep.
I think the question's going to come down to here, did they like Deontay Johnson enough to expose Gage Larvidan to waivers, and they clearly liked him? You know, could they expose him, and he gets picked up by another team and not brought back to the Browns practice squad? My hope is that they liked Deontay Johnson enough that that's exactly what they do. Because Johnson has been in the league, he's produced at a high level in the league, and he's coming off a terrible season last year with three different teams. And my hope is that they think, yep, we have figured this out. We can help this guy, and he can really help us. because he's proven.
Yeah, did you think I was going to argue this with you?
I'm no, not I wasn't I agree with you. Because yeah. I know you like Larvidan a lot.
I do, and I think there's room for Larvidan too. Are you keeping Caden Davis?
No, I'm going to bring him back on the practice squad, though.
Well, I'm going to
bring Larvidan back on the practice squad.
I'm saying you're keeping six wide receivers, and you kind of look at DeAndre Carter as a special teams guy.
Well, that's
the way
he's six. To me, DeAndre
Tillman,
Carter
Judy,
is number
Thrash,
six.
Larvidan, Johnson. Bond.
That's seven. I don't think they'll keep seven guys.
That's Tillman, Judy, Thrash, Larvidan, Bond, Johnson. Carter. Just think of Carter as a special teams guy that you're keeping.
But I don't think you're going to do that. I think he's going to count as a wide receiver. To me, that's six. And if you keep Larvidan, that's seven.
You know what I would do? I'd cut one of the quarterbacks or get rid of one. I don't need four quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're not going to do that, Aiden.
That is ridiculous.
They're not going to do that.
I'm sorry.
I just wonder, did they, in the question...
We're the only team in the history of the NFL that's sitting here debating having four quarterbacks on the active roster.
I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Are you sure about that fact? I've looked for it, and I can't find that fact. Are you sure about that fact?
Tell me another team in the NFL that's debating keeping four quarterbacks right now.
Well, I don't know.
I've looked. I don't see anybody else. Is there anybody else? Dan,
the Browns did last year.
The man of record.
God.
Is there another team in the NFL that's sitting here wasting time with four quarterbacks on the active roster? I'll wait till tomorrow, and I will. If there's more than three teams in the NFL that have four quarterbacks on their active roster, I will apologize to everybody.
Andy, the Browns don't have one quarterback.
The Browns have Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. They have two guys that can play quarterback this year, and God forbid Flacco goes out there and wins and shuts everybody up.
Well, no, I hope he does. But they clearly don't have anybody that they're locked into, and that's why they're keeping the four.
Ugh.
And maybe that changes.
Okay,
you know, maybe it doesn't. But last year they started with four, and then they ended up moving on. But not once the season started. So I'm curious, and I think the decision comes down, and maybe the only decision on offense is this: do they like Deontay Johnson enough to keep him on the roster, or is he a cut?
And, now, I don't know. I think that's a great question.
Did
he show you enough?
I didn't see a ton, but I'm not seeing everything in practice. They're breaking down practice tape, everything else. See, that's what everybody forgets.
Did we
see it in preseason? No, but that doesn't mean they're not seeing it in practice. They're not seeing it in meeting rooms. Maybe they love the guy. Maybe they think it's working. If not, I would think Larvidan makes the team. That's what I think. That's the offense. We'll talk a little defense coming up. If you want to talk some offense, you have any thoughts about what we just said, 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on what's going to be a big day. Big day for us, big day around the NFL. Teams are going to be cutting guys today.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.